You're listening to Vulcan Has a Faith, the audio podcast about New Birmingham and the people making a difference. What a great day in Birmingham. Today is a great day. We're here at Vulcan Has a Faith, and we're recording live here in Revelator Coffee. So shout out to them. Yes. Thank you to Denise for setting that up. We always appreciate her help. We've got an awesome team here, but I am so excited. So I want to get right into this. We have Deirdre Gaddis with us. How are you doing, Deirdre?
I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm doing great. I'm so excited to have you here.
I'm excited to be here.
I am such a music fan, and I mean, you are outstanding.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Thank you so much. And I'm going to tell the listeners a little bit about yourself, and then we'll get into the interview.
Cool.
So basically, Deirdre is an independent recording artist, formerly with BLG Music Group, 111 East Records, correct?
That's right.
Okay, and your debut project was called Life in the Key of D.
Yes, it was.
I love that name.
Thank you.
That is so awesome. So that was released back in March of 2011. Of course, you've had reviews from all over the world, including the UK, France, Germany, Japan. So, I mean, it says a lot about your work. When I first found out about you, of course, I'm going on YouTube looking for videos and things like that, and yes, I ran across The Funky Ride of Life.
Yes, sir.
What a song. I mean, it's incredible.
Thank you.
So very, very good stuff.
Thanks.
A little bit more about you. You know, you did perform as a member of the Birmingham Trio at the BET Selma 50th year commemoration.
I did.
And you also toured with the Miles College Golden Voices,
yes,
correct?
Sir.
So we'll talk about that a little bit more, too.
Okay.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I am a 40-plus.
There is no way.
I'm 43.
Wow. That's incredible. I can't wait to post pictures now. That's incredible.
Wow, yeah. I'm 43. Awesome. My son just graduated high school. So proud of him for that.
Wow.
The odds are stacked against him. So being a single mom, it's really hard making sure that you provide your child with, you know, the things that they need, even if you can't give them everything they want. I'm a preacher's kid.
Okay.
I'm a church musician.
Excellent.
Educated in the Catholic Diocese of Birmingham. I started at Blessed Sacrament in kindergarten, went to St. Paul Parochial, first through eight, and then finished at John Carroll and was in the last graduating class from the old school.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That was pretty awesome there.
It was. And I got music scholarships because Mr. Berg was our choir director at John Carroll, and he just made sure that I got everything I needed, and he got me together with a lady by the name of Sheila Plummer, who taught me private vocal lessons in operatic soprano. And I got scholarship offers to Samford and Birmingham Southern. I went to Birmingham Southern, and I was just like, I'm tired of school. I don't want to do this. So I got off the track, and it took me until the age of 39 to get back into school at Miles College. I was performing for the Showtime at the Apollo for the Sickle Cell Foundation.
Uh-huh.
And I won first place. And President George French was in the audience. And he said, well, young lady, do you have your college degree? And I said, no, sir. And he looked at me with this look of, like, incredulousness, like, what? And I said, no, sir, I don't. And he said, well, I'll tell you what. If you'll just come and sing with my choir, I'll offer you a full scholarship.
Wow.
Went to school. 2012, August, I started, and I finished May in 2015.
Congratulations. That is so awesome. Thank you. What a story.
I know. It's like God always makes the breaks for me.
Yeah, and it says a lot about your voice, too, for somebody to recognize it and give you that opportunity like that. What was his name again?
President George T. French.
Wow.
At Miles College.
That is so awesome.
Yes, sir.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you. That is so awesome. Thank you.
So how did you actually get started as a recording artist?
Well, one of my childhood friends, his name is Roderick Washington Jr., call him Little Ricky. He had a record label, and he was putting out rap. He asked me to sing on one of his songs. And when we went into the studio, he was just like, wait a minute, you know, no, I'm going to let you do more. And we recorded a song called Blackness. And it's about this guy that I saw in the courthouse at Jefferson County when I was working there. It's like when he walked by, the women just was swooning, and he always smelled great, so you knew he was coming before you saw him because smelled him. And the song was just like just talking about how these women just swoon over this guy.
Yeah.
And there were folks over in the UK, we released it, and you know, internet artists, for some reason, they don't take off really well here, especially not in Birmingham. With him, he's getting ready to release an album where he has featured artists on it, so that'll be coming out. And I've also been working on some new music, so people from the UK are constantly emailing me and asking me, or they're sending me music ideas, you know? Mm. And I've got to get into the swing of it. It's me. I'm holding me back, so yeah, gotta get back on it.
You know, it's just amazing to me that an artist from right here in Birmingham, Alabama, mm-hmm. could take off in another country. Mm-hmm. I mean, that happens a lot more than people realize.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
So, you know, I wish you the best with that part,
Thank
too.
Thank you. But, thank you.
You know, Birmingham is like a hotbed of talent.
It really is.
I mean,
it really
you're
is.
Sitting here mm-hmm. ready to be, you
and
know,
there. My story is not unique. There are so many artists here. We have one, Clinton Babers, excuse me. And he just went on Showtime at the Apollo. And he's been winning. But Clinton's been singing around here for years. He's a BET Music Matters artist. And it's like, he's big stuff. He's always going around the country. He is the true independent artist. He is the true musician. He travels, and that's what he does for his living. And you've got Sharon Collins. You've got Latricia Redmond. You've got John Young Vocals Bell. You have Mo Stovall. You got Aretha Woodruff. You have so many people here in Birmingham with tremendous voices. Danielle Baltimore, known as Danai. You've got Kabibi Jones. You have a wealth of talent in Birmingham. And it's just amazing that we could go so much further. You know, if we would just get behind our artists, you know, it starts at home.
Yeah. Well, one of the questions I wanted to ask you is like your favorite thing about Birmingham, but I want to lead right into where are some places here in Birmingham that you perform that our listeners can go and hear people like yourself?
Basically, my home venue is the Plum Bar. That's
awesome.
Where I perform most often. I'm on at 17th Street North. I've performed at the Carver Theater not too long ago.
Oh, wow, cool.
Yeah, that was awesome for me. Yeah. That was like one of my big life moments. And
it's a historic place.
Yes. Yeah. I've performed at Olivia's. I've performed at Crescendo.
Okay.
I'm looking to branch out and do some other things. I do a lot of private parties and things of that nature.
Yeah.
So.
Excellent. Wow, that is so awesome.
Thank you.
So, you know, one of our favorites, I mentioned it, is Funky Ride of Life. So tell us a little bit about that. I mean, inspiration or whatever you want to talk about with that.
Funky Ride of Life I wrote when I was really in a crazy place in life.
Mm-hmm.
Some things had happened within my family, and I don't want to say I felt like I was betrayed, but I just, you know, kind of felt slighted. And I was like, you know, how could the one who should hold your heart dearest become the one who hurts you the most? You can apply that to any situation.
Absolutely.
Romantic, familial, you know. And it was just me saying, you know, I'm not going to let your issues and stuff hold me back anymore. It's time for me to take this funky ride. It's time for me to live. It's time for me to be happy. Do me, be me. Because mm-hmm. I know how to be me.
Absolutely.
So it's more or less a statement saying, I'm not letting your baggage ruin my life and keep me from reaching my full potential.
Do you draw a lot from your life experiences for your music?
I do. Yeah. And sometimes it makes it really, really hard. Because as for me, if we're in a relationship and I write a song about you, and something happens, it's like the music's ruined. It's like, and I got to disconnect from that, because good music is good music.
It is. It is.
So that's what I'm working through right now, trying to get that music finished. I wrote some music at a time in my life when everything was good. Mm-hmm. I just got to continue to get the finished product and put it out.
Well, I would definitely encourage you to do that, because your music is inspirational to many people. Oh. So whatever your feelings are at the time, I could definitely see that inspiring people in whatever they're going through.
Yes, sir.
Whether it be some hard times or the love of your life,
mm-hmm.
whatever's going on.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's music is like therapy.
It is. It is. So music is definitely like therapy.
It's good. Very good stuff. You know, we mentioned the Miles College Golden Voices, and you toured with them. So
I did.
What was that experience like?
First off, it was funny because I was an old lady on a van full of children. And they thought I was so cool, and they gravitated towards me. And I think they kind of looked at me as just a big kid. But I'm like, no, I can't do everything that y'all do. Don't get me wrong. We had an awesome time. We were under the direction of Dr. Bernard Williams, who eventually I began to work at his church. And Doc passed before I graduated. The experiences that we had performing in a variety of places in different cities across the country, I wouldn't trade that for anything. And being able to use the gift of voice to spread, you know, popularity about Miles College. And a lot of people would see me and say, okay, that's Miles College. You know, she sings for them. I became the voice of Miles. I even sung with the band sometimes. Some of that footage is on YouTube. So I love my tenure and matriculation at Miles College.
What a great experience.
It was. It really was. Now, I was an old lady in a young kid's world, but, hey, I really thoroughly enjoyed it. Sometimes I got confused, and I'm like, the teachers would be talking, and I'm feeling like, oh. But I'm like, you're old. Don't worry about it.
See,
that doesn't
now, our listeners, if they could see you, they'd be like, psht, she's crazy. But
oh, goodness.
I know that was probably a great experience for you.
It was. It really was.
Get that in.
It
so,
really was.
You know, I would like to know more about your inspirations. Like, who were some people that inspired you in your singing?
My mom.
Your mom?
Yeah, my mom's a singer. My mom's been singing ever since I was a little girl.
Wow.
So, and my aunt, Gwen, she was the church musician. And I would sit by her when we were at choir rehearsal at church and just watch her. You know, so singing and playing, always. My mom had a Corvette. She had an 8-track in the Corvette. Always listening to Motown. So I loved Diana Ross. I loved Aretha Franklin. Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell. That's my kind of stuff. You know, this new stuff today with all this auto-tune, and I don't get it.
Boy, that was real music back then.
It was. You had to be able to sing to get that record out, you know, and to get people to listen to your music. That's me. I like a wealth of different music. I love opera. I love hymns. I love so many different things. You can't just keep it in one genre. When you love music, you love music. I love country music.
Yeah.
Blues. I can get into some hard rock. I'm not, you know, pop. I love pop, too. 70s, baby. But music is music, and the language of music is universal.
Absolutely.
So one genre, if you're a true music lover, it's not going to suffice.
Yeah, that's good stuff right there. So I definitely want to talk about some upcoming shows that you've got coming up.
Okay.
So tell us about your future and where you're going to be at.
All right. Well, June 16th. I'll be at the Kappa House, and I'll be performing as the first act in their re-upping of a show they call Code Red. They do have VIP seating available at $25 a ticket. It's going to be fabulous. I'll be with Solid Sound. That's going to include Byron Thomas as music director. I'm also going to be teaming back up with some friends. We used to be in a singing group. That's going to be Kelsey Camel and Kimberly Nixon. Also my old friend Latricia Fifi Redmond. Oh, wow. So we're going to bring an awesome show to the Kappas, and we're hoping that a lot of people will come out. On September 17th, I will be emceeing and also performing for an alopecia awareness event being put on by Anitra Holman Smith. That's going to be at a venue in Adamsville. All that information is available on my Facebook page, so anybody can reach out to me and get that information. And any other upcoming events will be on there as well.
Okay. Well, that brings me to my next question is, how can people... I mean, of course, they can go to YouTube and hear your wonderful voice.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
How can they find out more about you as far as booking you, finding out where you're going to be, or more information about you?
Okay. If you Google me, and my name is Deirdre, that's D-E-I-R-D-R-E, last name Gaddis, G-A-D-D-I-S. My email address is dthediva@gmail.com. That's dthediva@gmail.com. And either of those ways will get me, and I will respond. It might take me some time, but I will respond to everybody.
Yeah, that is so awesome. Well,
thank you.
You know, we certainly appreciate you being here.
I appreciate the invitation.
Yeah, you're a phenomenal talent right here in Birmingham. It still just amazes me.
Thank you.
And we've got somebody like you just sitting right here in our city.
Thank you.
So we wish you the best, and thank you again for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Follow us on social media at Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Vulcan Has a Fade. Subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and SoundCloud.